Katzenberg had a valid gripe. It was clear that Eisner and Disney were using the Pixar movie to get back at him for leaving Disney and starting a rival animation studio. Prince of Egypt was the first thing we were making, and they scheduled something for our announced release date just to be hostile, he said. My view was like that of the Lion King, that if you stick your hand in my cage and paw me, watch out. No one backed down, and the rival Ant movies provoked a press frenzy. Disney tried to keep Jobs quiet on the theory that playing up the rivalry would serve to help Ants, but he was a man not easily muzzled. The bad guys rarely win, he told the Los Angeles Times. In response, DreamWorks savvy marketing maven Terry Press suggested, Steve Jobs should take a pill. Ants was released at the beginning of October, 1998. It was not a bad movie. Woody Allen voiced the part of a neurotic ant living in a conformist society who yearns to express his individualism. This is the kind of Woody Allen comedy Woody Allen no longer makes, Time wrote. It grossed a respectable $91 million domestically and $172 million worldwide.